Hello, beautiful Emerald, and welcome to the podcast. Today, the amazing Ruby Seuss is here.
I love that.
And we're going to talk about the truth of being a mumpreneur. Because Susan. She's called Susan. She has come around my house with her two gorgeous children, who are really gorgeous, but we've been having a proper talk. And the thing with me and Ruby Seuss is that we talk, frankly, about what it's like to be a mum, because, we want to be... Can you hear that? We need to go and check. Hold up one second. But we strive to... we obviously want to be really good parents, and we obviously want to enjoy being mums, but there's the truth of it as well. And so we've been on summer holidays now, 6-7 weeks, and... Obviously, in those 6-7 weeks, being a mumpreneur, I haven't made any money.
Was there money to be made? That's what I want to know. Was there actual money?
But that's the thing. People don't talk about that.
No. I found this summer particularly hard because, like I explained to you, last year I took 2 weeks out and I went abroad. I was in Nigeria. This summer, I literally had my kids all day for most of the time. And I just... found it really difficult because I'm a morning person. I wake up and I want to get stuff done. And you're talking to me about cornflakes and I'm like, I want emails to send. I need to Skype people in China. Yes.
Hold on. This is what it's going to be like.
Oh, no, she can't get out.
But yeah, we feel that you can hear all the children crying now in the background. But this is the truth about being a mumpreneur, is that, especially for me and Ruby Seuss, we are so ambitious. We want to do so much in our lives, progress our business. But I feel personally as well that I'm very limited when it's the summer holidays, because you want to be there spending time with your children. But at the same time, Ruby Seuss just come back. She's got a bit of an angry face. This is the realest podcast you ever listen. You want to make a paper airplane? Okay. One second. This is the truth, guys, about being a mumpreneur. We even wanted to record this podcast episode, but we can't.
Because they
were being quiet a minute ago, but it's like when they hear us talking, they're like, right, what is going on?
Yeah, they want your attention.
But I was just saying to everyone that there's more screaming going on here. But I was just saying to everyone that we do feel limiting.
Limited, especially
when it's a summer holiday.
So no, you can't do as much. You can't be as much. And it's almost as though you should put your business on holiday as well.
Yeah.
You have to. But then also, I just was like, I just pray my children are not scarred by this summer, because I have literally just taken it for myself.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, obviously being a teacher as well, I have limited time. It's either I do this now or after, when I get back to work full time, there's no I can't do 12 hour days. I just physically can't do it. So it's I have found it really difficult, and the mum guilt has got to
completely. I think people don't realize how hard it is, especially with Ruby, because you're working full time, you want to become an entrepreneur, you want to be starting your business and do it full time. But how, what's your plan? How are you going to do that? Because I think a lot of people are in that situation.
So my plan is basically my children have to just excuse me for the next year. I am not going to be coherent, right? Because the long term goal is, you know, when it really started to hit me was like, my son said to me, oh, Elsie or whatever, I don't know, someone random in the school was like, oh, we're going, it's two more sleeps and then beach. And I realised that what he was trying to tell me is that Elsie's going on holiday. And I was like, I'm not in a financial position to take you to the beach. Proper holiday. And then I did. I thought, oh, let me just take you to Southend.
Amazing Southend.
And I was like, yeah. And it was a hot day. And it was perfect. And this is him. This is not the real beach. So he knew what a holiday was.
Yeah.
Or he was like, oh, I want to go to Disney. I was like, because of this, I'm going to have to sacrifice this time. You're not going to see mummy as much. I'm not going to be all singing or dancing. So that we can get to
that. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Ruby Seuss a question and I want her honest thoughts on it. Okay, now I'm going to ask Ruby Suze this question, okay, which I strongly believe that we should do, and it's just conflicted what you said.
Yeah.
I personally believe, yes, we're really ambitious women, we're mums, we want to get ahead in our lives, not just for us, but for our children, and to maybe, you know, inspire and help other mums at the same time. But I strongly believe that we should be being happy and positive every day. And my take on this, I think, is different to other entrepreneurs, is that my business will go like at a snail's pace so I can do stuff with my son. So explain more about what you just said, and like, I'm not going to be here for a year. I know you as well, and I know you still... You don't neglect your children.
No, I'll be honest. I probably have, in my eyes, it's neglect, and probably in other people's eyes, it's just normal.
Mm.
So I feel like... I think it's because I just have this sense of urgency, and I feel as though if I don't do it now, because of my track record... I get so hot on something and then I'll give up.
Yeah.
So my main concern is that I'm feeling it now, let me do it now. And it's just like, do or die. That's how I see it. So I think, I do agree that my business should grow. Maybe that's something that I should think about. But my business has to grow alongside me so that I can still have time for family. But I think it's just, I don't know, something in the air is just like, it's now is the time. Yeah. Like, you know when you feel like struck?
I think when you feel so frustrated as well, it's like you've got to do it now or it will be never.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, if I don't do this now, it feels like it's just not going to happen. And because I've had this where I've tried businesses before and they haven't worked, it feels like I have got to put it. I just feel a sense of urgency. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just like, now, just do it now.
And I think what we also need to talk about is money. Nobody ever talks about money unless it's something like, I made £100,000 in a month.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of mums like us that we might be like, I call what I'm doing a business, but I sometimes might make £500 a month. One month I might not make anything, but no one is saying that.
Seeing the reality of and selling the dream of the flexibility of time, it's fine, but bills need to get paid.
Yeah.
And I think...
So, like, for you, for example, you have to have that full-time job.
I have to. I can't.
Because you can't...
You're not surviving. What am I going to do with the children?
Yeah.
Like, that's the honest truth. And it's, you know, someone said to me, your brother-in-law was like, you know, what's the point in you going to work? You're spending so much in childcare. And that's the reality. But the thing is, you've already got a house that you've already paid for. Mm. So if you don't have that extra income, yes, it's covering the childcare, but it's also... It's also covering the rent.
Jojo's crying so loudly, I had to close the door.
Oh no, why is she crying?
Again,
this is another reality of being a mum, is that, you know, we're not saying to, like, be a bad mum or neglect your children or anything like that. Everyone is different. You need to find what makes you happy. And I think for me, it's like, I could take my son out in the morning and be like, dedicate my time with him, be really present, 100% on him. But then in the afternoon, I might have to say to him, look, I need to go on my computer just for an hour while you're watching a film. So it's really always getting that balance. But it is hard if you're like Ruby Suze, me. So many entrepreneurs are in this situation where you might have to have a part-time job or a full-time job, and you're trying to do your business on the side. And as you can hear, Ruby's children in the background as well. She's got the kids to deal with as well. Hey, Jojo, why are you crying?
Huh? You say hello.
Can you say hello? Oh, I just said hello. Coming up next, I'm going to get Ruby's popcorn positivity. She's going to give us a lovely positive quote for the day. Okay, we're gonna quickly do this last bit because all our children are going crazy now. So, Ruby Suze, what would be your popcorn positivity for everyone?
Positivity.
Something they could think about after this. They listen to this podcast.
Okay, so the other day I was really frustrated and impatient with myself about the progress I made, and my husband said to me, do you want to be an acorn seed or do you want to be a watercress seed? And I was looking at him like, hey,
wow, I don't even know what does that mean?
Planting, like, gardening advice. And he said, listen, he said, watercress, right, when you plant it, you don't even need to put it in the soil. You can just wet some cotton wool, put the seed on it, and it will grow and it will shoot up really quickly. So, and it will grow real quick, but it'll get eaten real quick, and that will be the end of it, and you'll forget about it.
Yeah.
It's gotten into your system and come out the other end. So, but oak tree, it comes from an acorn seed. You have to dig the soil, you have to put it in, you have to cover it up, it has to go through all this thing, it has to be hidden, and then it shoots up and everyone disregards it. But over the years, it gets taller and taller and taller and taller and taller and taller, and it provides shade for years and years to come. So he was like, do you want to
shoot up? That's such a good analogy.
Yeah, that's what he said. Do you want to shoot up or do you want to be a shelter? And I was like...
Oh, I get what you mean. It's like light bulb moment. Your husband's a
tree. Like, oh my God, I'm an acorn. I'm an acorn. I want to be an acorn.
We all want to be acorns. Yeah. It's so true.
It's so deep. When he said
but I think a lot of people still... subconsciously, if that's the right terminology, they want to be a water cress because everyone wants the quick win. Yeah. You want that instant gratification.
And he was just like, you've got to be an acorn. And to be fair to him, he's been, as much as, you know, he gets under my skin, like, he is a slow and steady guy. Like, he is, and I've been forever like, come on, I'm going to get her, I'll do this tomorrow. Yeah. But to be honest...
So that's a good balance in your marriage.
Yeah, well, it's got to be good balance. Like, my kids would be real messed up if they were like me. And the thing is, they are like me. Like, they got the energy. But, like, you know, one thing that I will give Jojo, my two-year-old, credit for is that when she's on her scooter, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not scootering with this girl again. Because she takes her time. But not only because she's got little legs and she's only two, but because she's stopping and she's taking in everything. Oh, Mom, look, there's a bird. I'm like, yeah, we saw a pigeon, like, 2 days. It's really not. Oh, look, but then I just realised, actually, in life, you have to stop.
And you have to be present. Like, imagine right now if you came over to my house and we were just constantly on our phones or constantly on our computers. That I felt, even though our children maybe haven't played greatly today, they've, you know, we've been present with each other.
Yeah,
and that's so much more powerful than... Just
actually, stopping, and I think I have done a lot of burying and just been like, I've got to be, and I've just done a lot of watercress thinking.
Exactly.
I've just been like, hey, I need to hustle, I need to make money, but the truth is, a lot of it is, and a lot of the success stories of the millionaires are people that have been millionaires after 5, 6, 10
Yeah, 10 years,
It's never... It's hardly ever that success story.
Okay, we have another crying child, so we're going to say bye.
Watercress.
Be a watercress. But if you want to know more about Ruby Sue's, just YouTube Ruby Sue's and you'll find her. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to you again, but we've got to go because there's some craziness going on next door right now. So there you go. That is what happens when one mum meets another mum. They're both in business, they both have children, and they're trying to entertain their kids on a very rainy summer holidays day right here in the UK. Really hope you enjoyed that. And, you know, I really want to emphasise this. I'm not here to kind of moan about life or anything like that. I just want you to understand... this is the reality, and I'm sure if you're a parent, if you're an entrepreneur as well, you will understand all of this as well. So it's just to let you know that, do you know what, you're not alone. We are all going through this, but you know, a lot of people aren't saying it. Everyone's putting the best stuff out there, like, I made this much money this month, come and join my program, blah blah blah, but no one's really saying what it's like to start your business. This is what the podcast is all about. Thank you so much for listening. Please do subscribe if you're listening to this on iTunes. Leave a review. It really does make a difference. If you're listening to this on Anchor, phone into my station. I'd really love to hear your thoughts. And if you want to know more information, just head over to my website, venav.com. That's VENAV.com. But I also want to say to you and emphasize this point is that if you are going through a challenging time right now, don't concentrate and don't focus on the challenge and the problem. We need to find solutions. So, for example, I could be better prepared for summer holidays. I could have maybe put some childcare in place. So I would have maybe 2 days when my son goes to a babysitter and I've got 2 days to work. So I'm not feeling like I am now, like, oh my God, there's so much to do and no time to do it. You know, another thing going a bit more personal here is that even though that would be a great solution in terms of maybe giving my son to another parent, I can't actually do that because there's a lot of deeper issues that my son is going through right now. So I can't just give him to another parent because something could happen at their house. I know this might not be making sense. I will do another podcast about this further down the road. But for me, I would actually have to pay childcare. Like, I couldn't leave my son with another parent. But for you, why don't you do little play dates? So maybe one day you drop your child at someone's house and then the next day their children come to your house. I think that's a great way to really team up with other people in similar situations. Another thing that you could do is create multiple income streams. Create passive income. So for me, I've got online courses. Fair enough. I didn't really sell anything while I was on holiday, while it's been the summer holidays, but start working on that. That's what I'm actually currently doing. I've got kind of two courses out there, which I don't market very well, but I will be doing. And I might even create like a £2 ebook. So then again, I know it's kind of, someone might watch one of my YouTube videos that are always there, and then they might think, do you know what? I'm gonna buy this £2 ebook. Again, it's creating those multiple income streams, which I'm in the midst of doing. And so that's an idea for you. Also something which I did, which meant that it didn't really matter if I didn't make any money this month, is I worked very hard before the summer holidays kicked in. So I took on a lot of jobs. It did mean I was extremely tired before we went on holiday, but I made sure that I made enough money in June and July that it covered me for the whole of August. So I was actually okay financially this month. But it's all got to start again. As soon as school kicks in, I'm back to, you know, square one again. Well, not square one, but you know what I mean. So that's what's been going on. Really hope this episode has helped you remember. Don't focus on the problems, on the challenges that you're facing right now. Focus on finding solutions. Make your life as easy as possible. Don't complicate things. And work on finding different ways how you can create multiple income streams and passive income. Okay, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a review as well if you're listening to this on iTunes. And I really hope this has helped you in some way. Remember, stay positive. Be happy. Positivity always wins. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.